9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, August 11th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Sources say the U.S. Federal Trade Commission is expected to begin writing rules as soon as today to expand online privacy protections. If adopted, the rules could impose significant responsibilities on businesses that handle consumer data, including potentially barring certain kinds of data collection practices, according to the sources. The FTC declined to comment. The average price of gasoline in the U.S. slipped below $4 a gallon for the first time since March. It's also down more than 20% from its June peak. The price drop comes as global demand for oil has eased as a result of slowing economic growth. A federal judge found that pharmacy chain Walgreens substantially contributed to the opioid epidemic in San Francisco. The judge said that for over a decade, the company failed to adequately halt suspicious orders of opioids that could be used illegally. Walgreens, which plans to appeal the decision, says it didn't distribute opioids to pill mills or internet pharmacies that fueled the crisis. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher, and European shares were mixed in early trading. And in the U.S., investors will be watching producer inflation figures and weekly jobless numbers due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.